A short passage of scripture this morning from the book of Exodus.
今天早上的经文是一个短的经文，是出埃及记。
You will remember the story of the children of Israel coming up out of the land of Egypt.
你们记得以色列人的故事，那个时候他们刚刚离开埃及地。
They crossed the Red Sea.
他们穿过了红海。
Now they're in the wilderness on their way to the promised land.
在旷野地之中，他们走向应许之地。
However, things are not going real well.
可是事情不是那么顺利。
There's some discontent or restlessness among the people.
中间有不满，有不安。
And so we pick up the story in the 22nd verse of the 15th chapter of Exodus.
所以在出埃及记第15章22节，我们开始来继续来看这个故事。
I'll read this verse in the English and then you will hear it in the Mandarin.
我们先用英文来读，然后你们就再来听用中文。
Then Moses led Israel from the Dead Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. Then they came to Marah. They could not drink its water because it was bitter. That's why the place is called Marah, which means actually bitter. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying,What are we to drink? Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. And he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them. And there he tested them. He said, If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes,If you pay attention to his commands and keep his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs, 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. The word of the Lord.
好，来，让我们一同来读神的话语。我们用中文，一二三，请。摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了3天，找不着水，到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。百姓就向摩西发怨言，说：“我们喝什么呢？”摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树。他就把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。耶和华在那里为他们钉了律例典章，在那里试验他们，又说：你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加于埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的。他们到了以林，在那里有12股水泉，70棵棕树，他们就在那里的水边安营。
The children of Israel were just 3 days into the wilderness.
以色列人只是进入埃及地，进入旷野只有3天。
They just had come across the Red Sea on dry land.
他们刚刚通过在走在干地上穿过红海。
But before very long, they began to grumble and complain.
但是没有多久，他们就开始发怨言，就开始发牢骚。
Well, being in the wilderness can be a very difficult and anxious place.
在旷野中真的是一个很艰难的，或者说是很让人心中不安的这样的境况。
All of us have probably been in the wilderness at one time or another in our lives.
我们中间肯定有人在，不定在什么样的时刻，你都有过旷野的这样的经历。
For us, the wilderness is our uncertainty about tomorrow.
对我们这个旷野的经历，就好像对明天我不肯定。
Some people come to the wilderness of life When a doctor gives them a diagnosis of a disease that's troubling them.
有些人当大夫给了他们一个诊断的时候，让他们心中不安的时候，他们进入旷野之地。
The question is, what next?
问题是下面该怎么办？
Some come to that point of fear when they're in the wilderness financially and they don't have the money they need.
有人当他们在经济上当时有缺乏的时候，他们进入旷野之地，因为他们不知道自己怎么办。
At a time of great fear.
这是一个很大恐惧的这样的一个情况。
I've talked with many people in the wilderness of disruption or brokenness in their family.
我教过很多的人，在他们中间，因为他们自己家庭中间关系有问题，他们进入到旷野之地。
And they come and they say.What next?
他们来就问下面该怎么办。
Well, you could add to that list.
但是你自己也可以把它加在这些目录之上。
You remember times in your life when you were asking, what next?
你记不记得在你自己生命中你曾经也这样子问过下面该怎么办。
Or maybe you were asking, God, are you there to help me?
或者你在问上帝你到底在不在你能不能帮助我。
When we can't see how things are going to work themselves out in the future, it becomes important to remember what has happened in the past.
当我们没有办法看清楚这个事情在将来会有什么样的发展，这个时候能记住自己的过去的情况是非常的重要。
In our Christian faith, memory of the things of God is very important.
对基督徒这个信仰能够记住上帝所做的事上帝的事迹是非常的重要
To remember what God has done
记得上帝曾经的作为 I need to remember too things like we'll be okay 所以我也得记住
Well, one of the things that old people like me are afraid of is the loss of their memory
就像我这样的老人比较害怕自己的记忆力会失去
I can't remember where I put my glasses
我把我的眼镜放下我的眼镜到底在哪里
They're in your hand
就在我那眼镜是在你的手上
Oh yes, I forgot that
对我忘了
Where are the keys to the car?
哎，我车上的钥匙在哪里呢
I forgot where I put them
我忘了自己放在什么地方
We're afraidTo lose our memories.
我们真的是很担心我们会失去记忆力。
Because we know how important memory is to living in the times when we're struggling.
我们知道这个记忆力是多么重要，特别是当我们在挣扎生活中挣扎的情况下。
God is concerned about your memory this morning.
但今天早上，上帝就特别关心你的记忆力。
God is so concerned.That he has provided a way to help you with your memory.
上帝是如此的关心你的记忆力，所以他有一个办法，他提供了途径来让你有好的记忆力。
You remember the 14th chapter of John?
你们记不记得约翰福音第十四章
？Jesus is bringing comfort to his disciples.
耶稣就对他的门徒想安慰他们。
He tells them he's going away.
他说告诉他们他要走了
that filled them with fear.
这样子就是但是他们就是充满了恐惧
Well, what are we going to do?
那我们该怎么办呢
We left our fishing and our nets to follow you
我们把我们的这种捕鱼的这个行业都放下来跟随你
And now you're going to leave us
现在你要离开我们
Jesus said, but when I go the Holy Spirit is going to come
但是耶稣说当我离开圣灵会来
And he says in the 14th chapter in the 26th verse
在第14章这个第16节
When the Holy Spirit comes he will teach you all things
他在第26节他说当圣灵来了之后他要教把一切的事情教导你们
And he will remind you of what I have taught you
并且让你想起我所说的一切的话。
You see, the Holy Spirit becomes the helper to your memory about the things of God.
所以圣灵就成为一个帮助者，让我们可以记得上帝所做的他的作为。
That's how important memory is.
这就是记忆力是多么的重要。
As a matter of fact, Numbers Deuteronomy, if you turn to the book of Deuteronomy,
如果你能够翻到民数记，
we're not going to take the time to read this.
我们不会把它都好好都读一遍。
But I will point out some things that you might want to look at later today.
但是我会指出几个地方，也许在今天你会再花其他的时间来仔细读。
Here in this fourth chapter, God is speaking to the children of Israel.
在第四章的时候，上帝向以色列的孩子们来这样子讲话。
In verses 9 and 10, he says, I want you to remember the commandments I've given you.
在第九节跟到第十节，他说：“我要你记得我所给你的这个十个这十诫。”
In the same chapter, in verse 21 through 24, he says, "I want you to remember the covenant I've made with you."
在同样这一章，在二十一节到二十四节，他说：“我想让你记得我跟你们所立的约。”
In chapter 6.Of Deuteronomy, verse 10, he says, I want you to remember that God brought you up out of slavery.
在第六章第十节十二节，他说，我想让你记得是上帝把你从奴隶的这种统治之下，作为奴隶的这个生命之中出来。
And then again in chapter 6, in verse 20, he says,And I want you to teach your children to remember these things.
然后到第六章二十节的时候，他说，这上帝再次说，我想让你记得，让你的孩子教导他们来记得这以前所发生的事情。
And in chapter 8, verses 10 through 14, he says, remembering these things, I want you to praise the Lord.
在第八章到十节十四节，他说：“你记得这些事情，记住这些事情，所以你可以来赞美主。”
You see, remembering the things of God becomes the basis of praise and thanksgiving.
你看，来记住上帝所做的这些事情，成为我们来赞美敬拜他的这些基础。
But the children of Israel had very short memories.
但是以色列的孩子有非常非常坏的记忆力。
If you go back and look at this 15th chapter and then on to the 16th chapter, you'll see how the children of Israel have forgotten much.
如果你在出埃及记第十五章，还有跟着后边十六章，你就会发现以色列的孩子们，他们的忘掉了很多很多。
Do you ever see American football or American basketball? Have you ever watched?
有没有看过美国有没有看过那个美国橄榄球还有篮球比赛
？They have people out there they call cheerleaders.
你在中间那中间其中有人叫做拉拉队。
They get everybody to cheer.
他让大家可以来加油。
The children of Israel had gripe leaders.
对以色列人他们是叫做发牢骚队。
They went around getting everybody to gripe with them.
他就到处走，让人人都跟他们一块来抱怨，一块来发牢骚。
We don't have any good water to drink.
我们没有很好的水可以喝。
We're hungry. Where's the food?
我们这么饿，食物在什么地方
？How could they have forgotten that God is faithful?To supply their need.
他们怎么能够忘掉上帝是如此的信实，来供给他们所需要的一切
？A few days, a few weeks before, God had defeated the most powerful army in the known world.
几个礼拜、几天之前，上帝已经击败了在这个世界上最最强大的军队。
They saw that with their own eyes.
他们自己亲眼看到。
They forgot.
但是他们忘掉了。
They saw the death angel move over all of the homes, but their firstborn was not touched.
他们也亲眼看到那些死亡的天使在所有的家上空在那边运行，可是他们自己的独生子就没有杀死。
But they forgot that.
但是他们忘掉了。
They had come to the red or reed sea, whichever you want.
他们走到红海，或者你说是茅草海，不管是什么样的词，那个地方。
There was the water in front of them, and Pharaoh and his army was behind them.
前面就是水，而后边就是法老跟他的军队。
And God parts the waters.
但上帝就开了这个水。
And they walk across on dry land.
他们就走在干地上，走过这个海。
And they forgot that.
但他忘掉。
What a miraculous experience to forget.
这么奇妙一件事情，居然他们可以忘掉。
And then they saw Pharaoh and his armies covered with the water and drowned. And they were free.
他们也看到法老跟他的军队就被水这样子完全的淹没，他们得到了自由。
And they forgot that.
他们忘了。
You see, when you forget the goodness of God, it's easy to become a gripe leader.
你看到，当你自己忘到神的这样的恩典，就很容易成为发牢骚队的一员。
I've seen good Christian relationships destroyed.Because of griping and complaining.
我就看到因为有些就是因为这些发牢骚这些抱怨使得很好的基督徒之间的关系被摧毁。
I've watched some churches torn apart because of Christians griping and complaining.
我看着教会就被这样子分裂就是因为基督徒这样子 发怨言这样子发牢骚。
42nd and Pine.
42nd.
42nd and Pine, I said, that's...
42街还有
My friends here know the church that I was called to because it had come apart.
就有一个教会因为我去的那个教会最后、
When we forget, we begin to grumble and complain.
当我们忘记我们就开始抱怨就开始发牢骚
They had forgotten God's grace.
他们忘掉了神的恩典
They had forgotten the deliverance of God.
他们忘掉了上帝曾经拯救过他们。
They had forgotten God's faithfulness to His promises.
他们忘了上帝对他自己的应许是很信实的。
And they forgot that they had received the gift and call of God, even though they didn't deserve it.
他们忘了，尽管他们自己可能非常不配，但他们依然可以领受上帝的礼物，还有上帝的呼召。
Well, I want to move through a few things quickly to help you with your memory.
我想就是很快的来看几件事情，来帮助你能够记起来。
Now there are many books written on improving your memory.
很多的书在写，让你能够怎么还有更好的记忆力。
Big books and they cost a lot of money.
这很厚的书要花很多的钱去买。
This is free this morning.
但今天早上是免费的。
I'm not going to charge you anything.
我今天不会收任何的费用。
Because it's not original with me.
因为这个不是我写的。
It comes from the Word of God.
是从神的话语中间而来。
First, the reason you are called to read and study the Scripture is that in this you will be reminded of God's goodness.
首先第一个原因我们为什么被呼召来读圣经来读主的话语是因为这样子你就可以记得
We can thank God for His word that is given to us
我们来感谢主为他所给我们的他的话语来感谢主
There's a lot of information and a lot of facts in this book
这本书中间有很多的信息有很多的事实
And I read it because I want to learn that information
我读的时候因为我想学习这中间的这种信息
But I also find that when I read this even in my wilderness experience it is what brings me renewed confidence in God
当我们在 读神的话语的时候哪怕我们在旷野之中就是他就可以来帮助我们有着更新的这样的对上帝的信心
You rememberPsalm 119.
记不记得诗篇119篇
It is the longest chapter in the Bible.
是圣经中间最长的一章
Every verse calls us to be alert to the word, the law, the admonitions, and the teachings of God.
每一节都是在提醒我，都是提醒我们来学习主的话语，还有神的律法，神的规则。
And in the ninth verse, he says, "How shall a young man cleanse his way?"
在第九节，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
By paying attention to the word of God.
说一定要遵行神的话。
That's when I'm filled with the joy of the knowledge of God's faithfulness to me.
这样我就能够被上帝对我这样信实的这样的知识而充满，心中就充满了喜乐。
And then you remember the 11th verse.
你记得第十一节这个地方。
Your word I have hid in my heart.
我将你的话藏在我心里。
That is, I've committed this word to memory.
也就是说，我要把这些话，我就是要记在脑子里。
He says, I do that that I might not sin against you.
他说，我如此行是免得我得罪你。
Because friends, grumbling and complaining is sin.
朋友们，发怨言还有发牢骚是罪。
Grumbling and complaining is not to be a part.Of the life of God's children.
发怨言发牢骚不应该成为上帝儿女的生命的一部分。
And when in the wilderness, the children of Israel got very upset.
在旷野之中，以色列的孩子就越来越不高兴。
They began grumbling and complaining against Moses.
他们就发牢骚抱怨来反对摩西。
And God.Sent judgment.
等上帝就来审判。
Because of their grumbling and complaining.
因为他们这样子抱怨，因为他们这样子发牢骚。
Quick, somebody tell me, what was the judgment God sent for the grumbling and complaining?
我想问一下，有没有人可以告诉我，上帝对于他们这种发怨言、发牢骚给的是什么样的审判
？Who can tell me?
谁可以来回答
？Snakes，
对，这蛇。
The people looked around. There were snakes everywhere.
他们那周围好多好多蛇。
And they came to Moses and they said, "Moses, it's our fault."
他们就来到摩西面前，哦，这是我们的错。
We've been grumbling and complaining against you.
我们又是发牢骚，又是抱怨，来反对你。
God says.There's no place among my children to grumble and complain.
上帝说，在我自己的孩子中间不能够这样子发抱怨和发怨言。
Dig into the word of God and see His promises to you.
来在神的话语中间来深挖，来读他所给你的应许。
Dig into the word of God and be reminded of His miraculous power.
来读神的话语，来被提醒他奇妙的。
Dig into the Word of God and see how He has used people like you and me to work in His kingdom.
来读神的话语，来看上帝如何用人，用你像你和我一样的人来为他的国度来这样子做工。
The reason for the Word of God is that you might remember.
神的话语给我们的原因是要让我们能够记得。
The reason for The Lord's Supper.
这个原因为主的圣餐的原因
is that you may remember.
也是你要让我们能够记得。
You see, God wants us to remember these great events when He moves and works in our behalf.
你看，上帝是要让我们记得这些重要的、重大的这些事件，让我们记得他是在我们中间运行。
When the children of Israel came out of Egypt,
当以色列的孩子们当他们从埃及出来的时候
，God said, "Every year, I want you to have a Passover dinner."
他说，每一年我想让你们有逾越节的这样的宴席。
Today it's referred to as the Seder meal.
现在有叫一个名字叫做 Seder.
And today, that is.In this very year in which we live, the Jewish people will gather about a table to celebrate their deliverance from Egypt.
今天当以色列人他的儿女们聚在一起的时候，他们就是来纪念当年上帝把他们的祖先从埃及解救出来这个事件。
And the script or the outline of what is done and said was given to them by God.
他们知道他们所要讲的话，还有所要做的这个事情，是上帝亲自给他们的。
It's there in the Old Testament.
是在旧约之中。
And you see, during the supper, one of the young boys stands and asks a question.
在他们这个月节晚餐的时候，一个孩子就会站起来，就会问问题。
The boy says, "Why do we do this?"
这个男孩子就问，就会这样子问，我们为什么要这样做
？That sounds like a question, little boy.
听起来很像一个小男孩所要问的问题。
And then.The one who is leading the Seder says, "Let me tell you the story."
这个来带领这个逾越节晚餐的就说，让我来给你们讲一个故事。
We were slaves and in bondage.
你本来是奴隶，是受捆绑的。
But God brought us out.
但是上帝把我们带出来。
And we do this so we will never forget.
我们这样做。所以我们永远不会忘记。
And on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread.
当耶稣被卖那一夜，他就拿起饼来。
And he gave it to his disciples.
他就给他的门徒。
And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you."
他说，这是我的身体，为你们而舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们要如此行，是为了纪念我。
As oft as you shall eat it.
每当你们吃这饼喝这杯。
I was invited to the Presbyterian Church at 42nd and Pine.
我曾经被邀请去42街还有 Pine 这个街在费城中心。
Here in the city of Philadelphia.
那边有一个长老教会。
When they first met to interview me,
他们一开始聚在一起来面试我的时候
，They had questions for me.
他们就对我有一个问题。
They said, "Now, Pastor Jim, we have the Lord's Supper every Sunday."
他就说，吉姆牧师，我们每一个主日都会领圣餐。
Are you in agreement with having the Lord's Supper every Sunday?
你愿不愿意每个主日都来领圣餐？
I said, "Absolutely, I surely am."
我就说，当然，我百分之百愿意。
I believe every church ought to celebrate the Lord's Supper every Sunday.
我是相信每一个教会每一个主日都要来领主的圣餐。
But a very close friend of Colleen and mine asked my reasoning for that.
我有一个非常亲密的朋友，我跟 Colleen 的一个非常亲密朋友就问我这个原因何在。
I said it's in obedience to Jesus. You do this as often as you do eat.
这是顺服神自己耶稣自己的教导。每当你吃饭的吃东西的时候，你就这样做。
Fred said to me, "If you do something every Sunday, it begins to become a habit, and people don't think about the meaning."
我一个朋友就讲，因为你这样子每个礼拜天都要这样做，就好像成了一种习惯，人们就不会去思考这个意义。
Well then, we should stop taking offerings every Sunday.
那我说好，那我们就是每个主日就不要来领奉献好了。
Where are the deacons here?
哎，我们的执事在哪里
？You like that idea?
这个好不好？这个主意
？I don't think so.
那当然这样不行。
There's a lot of things we do regularly, and we do them.Because God says so.
很多事情我们都常常做，因为我们如此行，因为神如此讲。
And if it becomes a habit and loses meaning, that's not God's problem.
如果成为一个习惯来失去这个意义，这不是神的错。
That's not the problem with Jesus saying, "Do this regularly."
这不是说是问题不在于耶稣曾经说过常常要这样做。
The problem is you've forgotten the meaning of it.
因为这是因为你们自己忘记了中间的意义。
I sometimes literally tremble when I take the bread and the cup.
有的时候当我领饼和杯的时候我就差不多可以说是在颤抖
Because I'm remembering again the price Jesus Christ paid for my sins.
因为我再次被提醒耶稣基督为我的罪所付出来的代价
And I'm rememberingThat at this very moment when I take the bread and cup, I'm fulfilling what he has required of me.
当我来领饼和杯的时候，我就记得我是在来完成他所对我要求所做的事情。
And he is present here with me as I'm receiving it.
当我在领饼和杯的时候，他就在此时此刻就在这边同在与我同在。
And I remember he said, "You do this."And knowing that you're doing it because one day we're all going to sit at that great feast when Jesus calls us together.
当我如此做的时候我就再次被提醒有一天我们将来会在那个伟大的宴席当耶稣基督在我们中间的时刻我们再次领。
If you remember the past, present, and future of God's promise, when you take the bread and the cup, it's wonderful.
当你如果记得过去、现在、将来上帝的应许，当你领饼和杯的时候，那是多么的奇妙。
And so Jesus says, "Fellas, you do the Seder every year."
耶稣就是说，你就朋友们，你就每年都要来领这个逾越节的晚餐。
To remember when you came out of the bondage of Egypt.
这样就可以让你来记得你当年从埃及这样子走出这个枷锁的情况。
Now I want you to do this as often as you eat.
我想让你在领圣餐
remember,
每次吃饭都要记得。
Remember at the cross, the shackles of sin were broken and you were set free.
记得在十字架上你自己这个锁链的捆绑就被砸碎你就得到了自由。
Thank the Lord for the Lord's Supper.
谢谢主，因为他自己的圣餐。
And the reason we worship every week.
这也有每个礼拜我们敬拜的原因。
Is to be reminded of what God has done for us.
是在提醒我们上帝为我们做了些什么。
So in the Scriptures.
当我们这个圣经。
In the Lord's Supper,
还有在神的话语中间，在神的圣餐里
，and in our gathering for worship, the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus has said.
当我们相聚这样敬拜的时候，圣灵就提醒我们上帝耶稣曾经教导给我们的。
That's why worship is not an option.
所以这就是为什么敬拜不是一个选择。
The believer has a desire.And a passion to be a part of the community in worship to God.
一个基督徒就有这样的欲望，就有这样的激情、热情，愿意来到基督徒群体之中来敬拜上帝。
I will make a confession to you.
我来向大家来要表明一件事情。
Do you mind if I confess?
要不要我来忏悔？
Don't get up and walk out.
你不要站起来就跑掉了。
When I came here this morning, I didn't feel like coming here.
我今天早上来的时候，我真的是不想来。
Friday afternoon, I flew to Florida.
礼拜五下午我就飞到佛罗里达去了。
Yesterday morning, I had the memorial service of a woman only 57 who had died of a sudden heart attack.
昨天早上礼拜六早上我就参加我去带领一个追悼会一个女的57岁因为心脏病突然死去
She's been a friend of mine.
她是我一个朋友
And I've been close to the family for years.
我跟这个家人是很多年都是非常亲近
But at 57 she was still heavily involved in drugs and alcohol.
57岁她仍然是酗酒还有吸毒
Half of the congregation of about 60 for that service were her friends.
那个追思礼拜中间六十多个人，有一半的都是他的朋友。
Several crack addicts, on cocaine addicts.
有几个吸那个大不是大麻，那个叫什么
？A couple of them heroin addicts.
卡洛因的那些
Almost all of them on alcohol constantly.
对很多人吸了很重的毒还有那个几乎所有的人都是不停地在酗酒。
walked into that memorial service and looked at the 35 or 40 of her friends and others who were there, and I thought, oh God.
当我进到那个追思礼拜，看到35到40多个他的那些样的朋友，我就说，哦，上帝，怎么办？
What am I to say?
我该说什么呢？
Before the service began, I went and talked to every one of them, shook hands, and listened to their name, and then even to their story.
在这个追思礼拜之前，我跟每一个人都去握手，来问安，来听他，来问他名字，甚至听他们的故事。
They all had a story.
他每一个人都有一个故事。
The man with no legs.
其中一个人没有腿。
The fella so thin, shaking as he talked.
一个人那么瘦，一边讲话一边颤抖。
And so by the time I got up to speak, I felt like I knew each one of them.
所以说当我站起来要讲话的时候，我好像觉得我对每一个人都很了解。
I tell you that to say that leaving yesterday afternoon on a flight and getting back last night, driving 2.5 hours here this morning, I didn't really feel like getting out of the car.
我想跟大家说，昨天晚上 坐飞机，下飞机两个半小时再到这边，然后今天早上又要开两个多小时再到这边，我真的是觉得自己不想来。
I was physically and emotionally exhausted.
我无论是在身体上，无论在情绪上，都是彻底消耗殆尽。
This almost 82-year-old body doesn't do quite as well as it used to.
这个马上就82岁的这个身体，不像过去那么好。
But when you began to sing this morning and worship the Lord.
但是当你今天早上开始唱歌，开始敬拜上帝，
Something happened inside.
有些事情就发生了。
When we began to share the bread and the cup,
当我们来分享主的饼和杯，
Something happened inside.
有些事情在我里边就发生了。
I'm sorry, folks, I know what time it is, but I'm just getting steamed up.
弟兄姐妹们，我知道时间都快到了，可是我现在才开始越来越有力气了。
Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness.
来敬拜上帝，在他自己荣耀荣美之中来敬拜。
And in that worship, we reenact the drama of God's redemptive plan.
在这个敬拜的过程之中，我们等于说在把上帝来拯救的这个大戏剧重新演了一遍。
And we mount up with wings as eagles. We run and do not grow weary. We walk and do not faint.
我们就如鹰展翅上腾，我们奔走不会疲倦，我们行走却不疲乏。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
Through the Scripture.
借着神的话语。
Through the sacrament.
借着主的圣餐。
Through worship.
借着我们的敬拜。
We thank God.Because we are in His covenant.
感谢主，因为我们在他的约里。
And every time we are reminded of that covenant, we are strengthened anew to serve Him.
每一次当我们记得我们是在神的约之中，我们就力量就会被更新来侍奉他。
We don't have time to read it. I wish we did. 12th chapter of Genesis, verses 1-3.
我们没有时间来继续读了，但是在创世纪第十二章第一节到第三节。
These verses are the basis of the entire missionary movement of the church.
这些经文是教会整个的这种传福音、这种宣教的这个基础。
But it's God's call to Abraham and His covenant with him.
这是上帝对亚伯兰还有他亚伯拉罕还有对他的这个呼召还有他的约。
And over 365 times throughout the Bible, this covenant is repeated in one way or another.
在超过350次圣经，就是他这个约就不停的这样子来重复，用各种各样的方式来重复。
I have blessed you.
So, 我已经祝福你。
That you may be a blessing.
你将会成为一个祝福。
And the people will bless you.
人们将会来祝福你。
That's the covenant.
这就是约。
Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them. He said, "This is my blood in the new covenant."
当耶稣来拨开这饼的时候，这就是我当他拿着饼杯的，这是我的。
As God promised to bless Abraham, I will bless you.
就是我的血是新约，是为你立的新约，就像上帝来祝福亚伯拉罕，我将会祝福你们。
And then you read the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John.
当你读到约翰福音第十七章的时候，
the high priestly prayer of Jesus.
耶稣作为那最大这个大祭司的这个祷告。
And read how God prays that the blessing of God will be upon you.
来好好读上帝的这个祷告，上帝的这个祝福就会到你的生命之中。
Jesus says, "I pray not just for these alone."
耶稣说，我祷告不是仅仅为这些人而祷告。
But I'm praying for all those who will believe on me through their word.
他说，我祷告是为那些所有将会相信他们的话的这些人来祷告。
How's your memory this morning?
你今天早上记忆力如何？
Has the word of God refreshed your memory?
神的话语有没有使得你的脑子这个记忆力来更新？
Has the Holy Spirit refreshed your memory through the Lord's Supper?
圣灵有没有借着主的圣餐来让你记忆力有重新更新？
Have you been refreshed in your memory as we've gone to the sanctuary and watched the pastor baptize those who are followers of Jesus?
你有没有当我们去一块儿去看我们有人去受洗这样的一个过程的时候，你的记忆力是不是又重新被这样子更新？
Has the Holy Spirit reminded you through worship of God's blessed presence?
圣灵有没有这样子来更新你？当我们敬拜的时候，上帝这个使得我们蒙福的这样的一个同在。
Are you renewed in the fact this morning?That you're under the covenant of God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
你今天有没有因着我们因着主耶稣的宝血所给我们所立的这样的新约，因此我们就被重新更新呢？
I don't know anywhere in the Bible that it is brought home to me more than in Psalm 22.
这个圣经中间最最能够使得我感到亲切、感到安慰的是诗篇二十二篇。
Listen to the first verse of Psalm 22.
来看看诗篇二十二篇的第一节。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Does that sound like the cry of someone in the wilderness?
这听起来像不像那些在旷野之中的人的呼喊？
But by the time you get down to the 22nd verse,
但是当他到了第二十二节的时候，
and he's been remembering God's faithfulness in the past,
他已经开始记得上帝在过去以前的这个信实。
I'm going to go down to the temple, and I'm going to praise God.
他说我就要到圣殿里，我就要来赞美上帝。
The change is so radical.
这个改变是如此巨大。
Some Bible scholars say it's two separate songs. They shouldn't be all in one.
有些圣经学者说，这完全是两个不同的诗篇，不应该放在一起的。
No, my friends.
不是，朋友们。
That's the way God works in the lives of those who remember what He has done.
这就是上帝在那些能够记得上帝他的作为的人生命中就是这样做工的。
Let me pray with you for a moment.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, there are those here this morning.
全能上帝，我们中间有人。
They claim to be your followers, but they're not in your word.
他们声称自己是你的门徒，但是他们没有在你的话语之中。
They claim to be your followers.
他们声称要成为你的追随者，但是他们实际上。
But worship is only when it is convenient.
但他们敬拜的时候，当只有方便的时候才来敬拜。
There are folks here today that claim to be your followers, and yet they're not listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们中间确实有人说自己是你的门徒，但他没有去聆听圣灵的声音。
God, I pray the Holy Spirit this day would stir the memories of the people.
主啊，我们就祷告，这些圣灵今天就来唤醒这些人的记忆。
That even in the midst of the wilderness, they might rise up and praise you.
尽管是在旷野之中，他们都可以站立起来来赞美你。
And I pray for any grumblers here this morning.
我今天早上也为我们中间那些抱怨的那些发牢骚的人
that your Holy Spirit would bring conviction.
我们为他祷告让圣灵 来让他们知道自己的罪
And like the children in the wilderness they will come and confess they have grumbled.
就像那些在旷野之中的以色列的儿女一样他们就知道 来认自己的罪说自己发牢骚抱怨了
they will look to JesusAnd be relieved of their punishment.
他们就可以来仰望耶稣基督，让他们就不再承受惩罚。
Help us, O God, to be a people of praise.
上帝帮助我们成为赞美的人。
We pray it in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.